News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying the surge of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S. represents a national security, public safety, and public health catastrophe, former President Trump is urging states to send National Guard troops to Texas to help Governor Greg Abbott secure the southern border. The Biden administration argues the border is a federal responsibility, but Abbott says President Biden has abdicated that responsibility, so it's left to states like his to do what they can to repel an invasion. It's a move the U.S. energy industry is calling a win for Russia. The Biden administration, and the president, citing what he calls a climate crisis, is delaying consideration of new natural gas export terminals in the U.S. This comes as gas shipments to Europe and Asia have soared since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. More rain for already waterlogged parts of the country.
Everything's replaceable, lives ain't.
That was Christopher Lake, resident of San Jacinto County, Texas, who on Wednesday told KTRK that at 6 a.m. he could make his way through his neighborhood, but later in the day it was flooded.
We decided to go ahead and get up out of there.
And the rains will keep coming today. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
It looks like we have one more batch of heavy rain today into Saturday. Additional 1 to 2 inches are possible.
But Orovec says after today and Saturday, people in southern states who've been getting a lot of rain will finally get a break. I'm Donna Water.
A court in Moscow has once again extended the pretrial detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. A 32-year-old U.S. citizen, he was detained on spy charges he denies. Now he's to be held in a Russian jail at least through the end of March. Wall Street, the Dow is up 22 points, the Nasdaq down 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by all mortuaries and cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. They'd rather wait. After a contentious process that took almost 10 months, the Clark County School Board approving a new collective bargain agreement with its teachers union. The board approved that deal by a 6-0 vote. Trustee Lisa Guzman abstaining because she works for the Nevada State Education Association, which has some members that will benefit from that contract. The new 2-year agreement includes a 10% salary increase in the first year, 8% in year two. It also gives $5,000 more in pay for special education teachers and educators at Title I schools that have high vacancy rates. Visitors to Las Vegas during the Formula One Grand Prix left behind more than $561 million. Grand Prix officials say the week in mid-November saw 145,000 visitors come to town, spending more than $4,100 each on average. Local officials say the early numbers don't include indirect spending that they say will move that revenue total closer to the $1.2 billion that was forecast for race week. Local gaming officials say the average Las Vegan doesn't realize how successful the Grand Prix was for the city money-wise due to the inconveniences it caused for locals. And a pair of iconic superstars joining forces to co-headline at Allegiant Stadium, rock legends Billy Joel and Sting will fill the 65,000-seat stadium November 9th of this year. Pre-sale tickets already underway through February 1st. Sales to the general public, they begin February 2nd at Ticketmaster.com. The Piano Man and Sting have not headlined together. Joel did co-headline with Elton John at the MGM Garden Arena back in 1995, 2001, and 2003. Sting had a residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS Number 64367.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Very heavy traffic on the east side of the valley on 95 north and south near Flamingo. That is, it looks heavier than usual, but pretty typical for this and really any time of day. There's too much construction going on there. There are no accidents actually being reported on any of the freeways at this point. In North Las Vegas, watch for Nevada State Police on I-15 northbound at Cheyenne. Got somebody off to the side of the road there. Surface Street accident at the west side intersection of Decatur and Penwood. Shaping up to be a beautiful weekend in the Vegas Valley. No rain is in the forecast. Clear and sunny skies today. Highs will reach the low 60s this afternoon. We're at 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
And gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. We made a decision at a staff meeting three weeks ago that we were going to survey the many political clubs all across Southern Nevada. The Battle Born Republican Women. We had Jill Douglas on a week or so ago. So it is with David Gibbs, the president of the Nevada Republican Club. He's also on the board of directors for the Keystone Corporation, and he joins us. David, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I am absolutely wonderful, getting ready for a big weekend. We got the president coming in. It's going to be a wonderful weather weekend. So very, very excited. And, of course, we are next up on the national stage because we've got the primary on February 6th. And on February 8th, we've got the caucus. And so we're right smack dab in the middle of the political race in the Republican Party. David, give me your sense of where we are as a nation as we move towards Nevada.
Well, I think with Governor DeSantis having dropped out, it's become, and former President Trump with the leads that he's had in the polls and the results in both New Hampshire and Iowa, it looks pretty positive that he's going to be it, although, you know, he's not the official nominee yet. There's still a lot of voting to go, and so things could change. But anyway, it's looking pretty good, you know, pretty solid in that regard. Don't know how long Ambassador Haley's going to keep going along. We'll have to wait and see. You know, it's going to be an interesting thing here in Nevada where she's in the primary and he's in the caucus. Although, she, you know, because she's in the primary, she's not eligible for any delegates. And then with pretty much everybody else dropping out, Governor Trump's obviously going to have pretty much a lock on the caucus and most of the delegates going into the convention. So we'll see where that plays out. And then also she's headed to South Carolina, and they're headed to South Carolina, her home state. And if she doesn't make a good showing there, it could kind of spell the end of this.
The word was yesterday there was a draft document being floated by the RNC, which would have essentially designated Donald J. Trump as the nominee of the Republican Party. First of all, was it smart politics or bad optics or a combination of the two?
Well, I haven't read the details of it. I've just seen the headlines. My thinking is it's not the right time to do that. Is it good politics? I'm not sure it's good politics. I think it's bad optics because, like, you know, we've had two elections, if you will, the caucus in Iowa and the primary in New Hampshire. And it's, you know, while it's heading and trending in that direction, I think it's too early. In fact, one of the headlines I saw that Trump himself opposes the RNC doing that. So we'll, you know, hopefully they'll just kind of, you know, there doesn't need to be a big hurry. Let's just, you know, I mean, it's heading in that direction. I don't know why they're in such a hurry to do that.
Everywhere I go, people are saying, well, what should I do? Should I vote in the primary? Should I go caucus? What should I do? What is your advice to your friends, to your family, when they say, what should I do relative to all of this?
You can do both. I mean, and the thing about the primary on February 6th, you know, you have the option. Pretty much the only name that's known on it right now anymore is Nikki Haley, so you can vote for her or you can vote for none of these candidates. But one of the things to keep in mind, a lot of folks take pride in the fact that what they have is what they call perfect voting records, because the county tracks who votes. And so there's a database that's out there and it has everybody's voting history. And if you're if you want to keep your voting history perfect, then go ahead and vote. You can either mail it in or you can vote early or you can vote in person. And like I said, you can vote for anybody on the list, but go to the caucus on February 8th. There's an opportunity there to cast a vote for Donald Trump to be the nominee of our party out of Nevada. And so, you know, I encourage people to go do that as well. If they don't exactly know where to go, they can go to NevadaGOP.org and click on the button, and it'll show them the site where they're supposed to go based on their precinct, help them find their precinct, and then the location where their caucus is going to take place. But I encourage people to do both if they, you know, nothing wrong with doing that.
Let me just ask you, what will folks find? And I know we've done these caucuses forever, but it's been a while for a lot of people and people that have moved here that have never caucused anywhere. Tell us what they'll find when they go to the caucus on February 8th.
Well, each location should have a specific spot for each precinct. And so you gather with folks in your precinct. Some of the folks you may know. They may be folks live on your street, live behind you. You know, you may know them from your children's school, or from, you know, just being around the neighborhood. And you can get a ballot and you can cast your vote for who you want to be the nominee from Nevada. And then the other thing that will happen is what they call a precinct meeting. And at the precinct meeting is an opportunity to provide some thoughts on what will ultimately become the platform from the Nevada State Republican Party. And also a chance to sign up to be a delegate to the Clark County Republican Convention, which will happen, you know, sometime this spring. So that's all what's going to happen in the caucus. If you don't want to participate in that part, then you can get some, you know, my understanding is you get a ballot, you cast your vote, and you can leave. You don't have to stay.
It's not like, though, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not like a primary where you walk in, you cast your ballot, and you leave. Can you still do that?
My understanding is you can. You know, I mean, somebody, and I don't know the exact logistics of that part of it. But, yeah, that there's not a requirement to stay for the whole session. You can check in at your precinct. They give you a ballot. You know, it's a paper ballot, and you cast your vote, and supposedly you can leave.
Have you endorsed a candidate yet?
I don't endorse candidates. You know, one of the things people have gotten upset with me in the past is they say, you know, I don't tell who I'm voting for. That's between me and my ballot box. At some point, I will, you know, become public with who I'm supporting. But for right now, I'm busy with a lot of other things. And so, you know, I was a big fan of President Trump when he was in. And, you know, well, let's put it this way. I guess he's the only name on the ballot. So I guess I'm probably going to be voting for President Trump at the caucus on the 8th.
Is this a bad thing to do? I mean, because a lot of people are really confused about what to do and what should I do? Should I vote in both? Should I vote in one? Does it really matter if I go to the primary? Did we do this right? Did we get this right?
Well, I know the state party wanted to do this. There's some concerns about the law that was passed in 2021 creating the primary, and so the state party decided to go this route. I know they've been working very hard to make this right, to get the word out, to reduce the confusion, and educate and inform the voters. So we'll find out February 8th. I'm hoping a lot of people show up.
We'll see. Safe to say, though, there will be less people caucusing than there would have been with just a simple primary election. Am I right?
Well, if they didn't do that, we'd just have the caucus. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. It's one of those where I tell people you can't prove the negative. You can't prove it would have been different if you hadn't done that in some cases. I think it definitely has changed the tenor of the caucus since Governor DeSantis dropped out and Vivek Ramaswamy dropped out. That's changed the tenor of the caucus because now, you know, they're no longer going to be in contention. And they've both endorsed Donald Trump for president. So that's going to change the tenor of the caucus. I do know that.
Tell me what you know about the U.S. Senate race. Obviously, job one is we need to replace Jackie Rosen. But give me your sense. We have a really good field of candidates that are really good candidates. Some of them are well-funded. Some of them are less well-funded. Can you talk a little bit about what you see going on in that race, the U.S. Senate race?
Well, right now what I've seen is... there's been some effort. I mean, a lot of the effort has been on raising money. But I'm also seeing the candidates getting out and about. I've been to multiple functions in the last 2-3 months, and I've seen Dr. Gunter. I've seen Tony Grady, Stephanie Phillips. I know that Sam Brown is speaking at the Nevada Republican Club luncheon on February 6th. So the candidates, those are the ones that I've seen the most around. I know there was a debate up in Reno recently, and there was one in Nye County. I think actually that was probably back around October, November timeframe. So it was, you know, 2-3 months ago. So the candidates are getting around. They're getting to meet the people. The people are getting to meet them. You're right. We've got some really good candidates running for U.S. Senate, and it's going to be interesting to watch and see how those races go over the next couple of months up until the primary in June.
Again, David Gibbs joining us, president of the Nevada Republican Club. Are we going to be a united party, a united Republican Party, come June 11th and ultimately on November 5th?
I think we're going to be more so than we've been at times in the past. Some of that's going to depend upon the candidates. I know that, you know, there are folks out there, the never Trumpers, if you will, and they're going to face a choice. Do I vote, you know, if Donald Trump is the nominee, their choice is, do I vote for Donald Trump or do I want Joe Biden to be president for another 4 years? That's part of the decision that they're going to have to make. I know that the state parties across the country, especially, you know, and here in Nevada, they're going to be working very hard on helping to unify to get out the vote. For the folks so that we can get Republicans elected. We have a great opportunity this year. There are numerous assembly races that are open seats, not something that's very common, but I think there's 4 or 5 Democrats that are not running for re-election in their assembly seats, and some of those are vulnerable or potential, rather, wins for Republicans. And then also the same thing, we could potentially, you know, maybe win one of the Senate seats. So there's efforts that are going on across the Republican Party that we haven't seen in a while in Nevada to make some inroads and have some successes that we haven't had the last two, three, four elections.
And the last two, three, four elections, we've seen Democrats raise an incredible amount of money, spend an incredible amount of money in our state on U.S. Senate races, House races, things like that. How are we doing relative to fundraising? And is that going to be a struggle for us again?
It always is. There are multiple entities out there that donate larger sums to the Democrats. You know, you got the Teachers Union, the Culinary Union. They traditionally give large sums to the Democrat Party and to the Democrat candidates. You have out-of-state entities that will come in and will give money to the Democrats. Jackie Rosen, I think somebody said she's got like over $8 million in the bank. So it's going to be a... You know, that's always been an issue for the Republicans.
Any idea why that is?
Again this year.
Any idea why that is? I mean, we've got all these really rich folks down on the Strip, gaming, mining. We've got all kinds of money floating around, but none of it ends up in Republican coffers for some reason. Any reason why?
I like to say success breeds success. You know, it's one of those where you win a couple races and then maybe some of the folks who were a little hesitant get a little less hesitant. I think that's part of it. Part of it's business. You know, we've had the Democrats in charge of the Assembly and the Senate for, you know, if one, if not both, for 10 years now, almost 10 years now. You know, and businesses, you know, they want to make sure that they can get hurt, and sometimes that means that you go with whoever has the gavel at the moment. You know, part of it is traditionally the teachers' unions have been hardcore supporters of Democrats. Better than 95% of the money they donate goes to Democrats, and they got a large pot of money. And so the same thing with the Culinary Union; they got a large pot of money, and so that's where they spend it. And you've got, like I said, there are other national organizations that and other statewide organizations that support the causes that the Democrats are pushing for. So it's one of those where it's there's just an awful lot more available to them.
Again, David Gibbs joining us, the Nevada Republican Club. What is it? How can people get involved?
We are a 501c4 organization, and we have a luncheon the first Tuesday of every month. It's at the Ahern on Sahara, just west of the Strip. It's at our social hours at 11, and luncheon starts at noon, and we're done by about 1. We bring in speakers from mostly, you know, political type or speakers who... we use to educate and educate our members, and also the opportunity to meet and greet. It's an opportunity. For example, Sam Brown's going to be there. If you're interested in what he's got to say or you want to get a chance to meet him, you'll have that opportunity on February 6th. With the election coming up, we're going to have a lot of candidates coming by this year. They come to the luncheons to, again, meet folks and get folks to an opportunity to say hi. So even if they're not a speaker, we'll have multiple candidates at our luncheons between now and June. So if you're interested in meeting Senate candidates, congressional candidates, county commission candidates, pick a race, a lot of those candidates will be at our luncheons. We normally get somewhere between 150 and 180 people at our luncheons. To become a member of our club, you can go to our website, NevadaRepublicanClub.com, and you can join there. There's a button to join the club, or you can also get tickets for our luncheon there.
Very, very good. David Gibbs, always good to have you on. Thank you so much, my friend. And keep fighting that good fight, would you please?
Always do.
Thank you, David.
Always will.
Thank you. David Gibbs joining us, president of the Nevada Republican Club, on the board of directors of the Keystone Corporation, and an all-around good guy as well. Hard-working son of a gun. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our 6 shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.